Good morning. It is 8:10 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our Ask the Expert segment here with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How's it going?
I'm doing great, James. How are you?
Hey, doing well. So what is our verse of the day?
It is 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. It reads, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for that, Charles. And, of course, we do have a graduation at hand this weekend. A big, exciting time here for those graduates.
Yes. Our daughter that has been with us for going on 4 years graduated last night from the Independence Bible School. And her name is Lena, and I just want to give her a big congratulations. I'm really proud of her. She stuck with it and it made it all the way through, and I'm very excited for her.
Fantastic. Well, it is definitely an exciting time. So today I know you wanted to talk a little bit about a topic we haven't talked about for a little while. That is long-term care and some of those things that we should know about this.
Yeah. So long-term care is a subject that we really don't want to think about. We want to think that our life is somehow just going to end in a really ideal way, whether maybe we pass away in our sleep or some other rather, I want to say convenient or not so inconvenient for those around us. But the odds are about 70% of people that are 65 or over are going to need some form of long-term care. That could be home care, that could be institutional care, different forms, but about 70% of us are going to need long-term care. And the costs are fairly high. On the lower range for like in-home care, $20 to $30 an hour is not is about the going rate, and then it can go up to several, you know, $8,000 or $9,000 a month, in depending on what type of institutional care you get, and nursing home care, and the question I ask people is, how are you going to pay for this? Well, doesn't Medicare cover that? Well, it does not pay that. Medicare does not cover nursing home expense. It does cover some home health care, but as far as round the clock type of care, it does not cover that. And then I'll ask somebody, so how do you plan to take care of this need? Well, my daughter's going to take care of us. And I say, well, does your daughter know this? Have you talked to her about this? Does your daughter have a job? Well, yeah. Well, is she going to stop her job to take care of you? Well, I don't know. How is your daughter going to get paid or taken care of? Well, she's just going to take care of her parents. Well, she put her life on hold. I'm not saying our kids can't help us, but sometimes there's assumptions that we make that, oh yeah, this will happen, but there's never been a discussion about how that's actually going to work, and how are they really, really planning on that? And even if they have said they will, have they really thought that through of what their life is going to look like if they are providing care to you on a regular basis, multiple hours a day? So Medicare doesn't cover it, and sometimes our kids can cover it. Sometimes they can't. It's a big undertaking to provide around the clock care to somebody, or very frequent care. That is a big ask. It's a big responsibility. What does pay for long-term care is Medicaid. And Medicaid has a lot of trade-offs. So to be eligible for Medicaid, you have to have less than $2,000. And most of the retirees I work with have savings that they have set aside. They have assets. And to be on Medicaid, you can only have one car and less than $2,000. And so that means you almost have to become destitute to reach Medicaid. Now, there are some strategies. There's what they call a Medicaid-compliant annuity. There's different avenues that you can go down, but those take special care and special preparation to achieve. So with all of that being said, the best solution is to think about it ahead of time. You know, they say the best time to plant a tree was 100 years ago, and the second best time is today. And so when you think about nursing home, long-term care, all of those things, then it's a good idea to think while you can and prepare the best that you can.
That's right. So we're talking with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here on our Ask the Expert segment. And like you said, long-term care is definitely one of those things that it can be maybe hard to have that conversation, hard to think about. But if we do it right, it can really, you know, relieve a burden for everyone. So what else should we know about this?
So the good news is that there are strategies, and it's possible that you have a significant solution to your problem in your hands right now. And right now there are ways where you can put, if you put a dollar into the strategy that we have, that we work with, you can have $3 for long-term care. So in other words, if you put $50,000, you could have $150,000 designated for long-term care.
And how long would it take to get to that point?
So that would be available right away.
Wow.
And so, and there's no health questions. That's what's interesting about this. The marketplace has had multiple solutions over the years for long-term care. And this is one of the most recent evolutions of how, of what's available in the marketplace right now, is where if you just have dollars sitting in a bank account that you've designated to go to your kids upon your passing, you can put it in this other type of account. And if long-term care is triggered for you, then or is needed, then it triples the effectiveness of those dollars. They become $3 instead of $1. If you put $100,000, it becomes $300,000. And so then if you don't need that money, if you leave this world without needing long-term care, then that money is passed on to your beneficiaries. So it's a win for you if you need it in this life for long-term care. And it's a win for your beneficiaries, your kids, if you don't need it in this life. And so there are some significant solutions that can sort of address those concerns, address those needs while you still have your health, while you still can think about those.
Well, that is a really good resource because just folks may not even know where to start when it comes to, you know, even trying to save for it. It just seems like a really big hill to climb.
It really does. And a lot of people that we talk to, they have assets to protect. They have a farm. They have their 401k, their IRA that they've saved over the years. And they don't want to see that just go away to a nursing home. They want to live on what they can and pass what's left to their beneficiaries. And long-term care can really put a dent in how your plans go in life, if that makes sense. They can really affect what happens with how much you have to leave to your kids, how much you have to leave to your spouse. And so just by picking up the phone, having a conversation, it's very possible that you can put yourself in a much better place for that event.
Well, that's a great reminder, Charles. Anything else we should know here when it comes to the world of long-term care that you'd like to pass along?
I would say it's really easy to bury your head in the sand and say, well, it won't happen to me. Or maybe my spouse is going to take care of me. Or like I said, our children are going to take care of me. Who knows what is going to happen. But it might be tempting to think by avoiding addressing the problem that it sort of goes away. But the threat of it does not go away. And so it's a good idea to think about these things and address them ahead of time so that when the day comes, you have that base covered. And there are some really good strategies to take care of that. So I would just encourage you not to say, well, just nothing I can do, because there probably is something you can do that may really be within your reach that can make a significant difference in your future in that case.
So it sounds like it's a good reminder. You don't have to go this alone, and that you guys at the Skank Insurance are more than happy to sit down with anyone and say, here are your options and let's work through this together.
That's right. It's a problem that we solve, and our specialty is to solve problems, whatever those problems may be related to retirement.
That's fantastic. So Charles, if folks would like to maybe get on your calendar or just maybe have a chat on the phone, what's the best way to do that? What's your number?
So they need to call us at 620-331-8800, and we'll do a no-cost consultation to evaluate where you are, what your options are, and how we can help you be in a better place.
Fantastic. Well, Charles, how about we take a quick break? We'll be back with more on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 8:26. We continue along our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, what else is going on over there at Skank Insurance?
So May the 28th, we are having a Medicare 101, and this is reserved for people that are new to Medicare. Maybe you're turning 65 and new to Medicare, or maybe you are qualified for disability and you're new to Medicare, or maybe you're over 65, you've been working and you're leaving the workplace and going to Medicare. But regardless, if you're new to Medicare, this seminar, this event is for you, and everyone is invited in that category. It's at Big Cheese there in Independence. It's at 5:30 p.m. It's not at 6 p.m. But you are just invited to attend. And there's a meal provided, different pizza options. You can order what you want. It'll be like a personal pan-size pizza. And we just went in to let everybody know that they can come. You can call our office at 620-331-8800.
Fantastic. Well, you can't beat that. So it sounds like a really good event. And of course, if folks do want to learn a little bit more about Medicare on their own time, I know you have the book available, right?
That's right. We have a book. It's called Medicare Breakdown. And this is for people that like to read and you just sort of want to get a deeper understanding of how Medicare works. You can call our office, 620-331-8800, or you can text that number, your name and address, and we'll mail that book to you at no charge to you.
Fantastic. Well, Charles, if folks do want to learn a little bit about everything you offer, maybe they do want to talk about some long-term care options or retirement, really whatever that may be on their mind, where can we find you?
So our main office is at 520 North Penn, right there in Independence, right beside AutoZone and diagonally across the road from Daylight Donuts. And like I said, our phone number is 620-331-8800. We also have a location in Howard. Our website is skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K insurance.com.
All right. Well, Charles, hope you have a great week ahead, and we'll look forward to chatting again next week.
It's great to visit with you, James. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks so much. That is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here on our Ask the Expert segment. More coming up here, including Farm to Fork, Words of Inspiration, and Open Line.